We know, music interruptions aren't fun. But real quick, heard of Lebara Mobile? Maybe? A Which-recommended mobile network with a 4.8 star rating on Trustpilot. Oh, and also named the most popular mobile network at the U-Switch Telecoms Awards 2024. Well, we just had to tell you that now you can join Lebara from just £5 a month. Low cost, without the low quality. Join Lebara from just £5 a month. Lebara, the smarter mobile network.
The Chiefs. Let's talk about the Chiefs game. The Kansas City Chiefs advanced to their third straight Super Bowl after winning a close and controversial game at home against the Buffalo Bills. 32-29. Were the Bills robbed? And do we need to have a conversation about Josh Allen and or Sean McDermott?
We don't. So, all right, let me tackle this first because then I know everybody going to jump in. Look, Josh Allen has proven time and time again that he steps up in the moment and he duels Patrick Mahomes unlike anybody else outside of Joe Burrow. Like Joe Burrow and Josh Allen, I'm not worried about those two guys going up to Arrowhead and playing their best game. I saw this stat where, you know, teams that score four touchdowns without zero turnovers in the playoffs are like 56-6. And three of those losses go to the Bills. You know what I'm saying? In these last four attempts. It's one of these things where we are literally witnessing Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan ensured that a whole bunch of superstar franchise guys did not win a championship. Hall of Famers, right? And that's what we're witnessing with Pat Mahomes. And here's the thing. Last week, one of y'all had said that Pat Mahomes, if he wins this three-peat, is better than Tom Brady. And I wasn't necessarily on board with that. It was you, Spike. But as I thought about it throughout the week, I may have to agree because of who he is suppressing from winning. Joe Burrow is an MVP candidate, right? Damn near every year he plays.
Generational
talent. If he would have made the playoffs this year, right? Like he had an argument for MVP. We know Lamar Jackson is a multiple-time MVP. Josh Allen had an MVP-type season. And we know for a fact that the AFC has the harder or the better quarterbacks than the NFC. We know that for a fact. We talked about that for the last 3-5 years. So if Mahomes continues to dominate the other literally great quarterbacks in the league on his way to championships, it is better than Tom Brady because Tom Brady didn't have that level of competition to get to the Super Bowl, right? Like Peyton Manning, but we know what Peyton Manning was before he went to Denver. We know that he crumbled in those moments. We aching him to Lamar Jackson. Like you don't play your best in the highest pressure situations, but we've seen Josh Allen and Joe Burrow do that, and he has suppressed those two guys. All that being said, I don't blame Josh Allen. If they wanted to move on from McDermott, I wouldn't be mad. It just, who do you replace? Like, are you going to get a better coach? In that scenario, are you going to get a better coach than what Sean McDermott is? The defense, I feel, is what needs to upgrade. Because it's not even about offensive weapons and this, that, and the third for the Bills. The Bills have proven that they can go out there and score points. And what I'm asking in terms of the defense is damn near impossible because nobody can do it. So it doesn't, in my opinion, it doesn't matter who you go out there and get. Mahomes is still going to be Mahomian, and he is going to, if he gets the ball, he's going to win the game. But if you're asking me what do the Bills need is a better defense. Look, the Chiefs have not scored 30 points all year, and they gave up 30 points. Again, I'm not blaming that 100% on the Bills. And Josh Allen and McDermott and all of this type of stuff, what I'm saying is that is the area of improvement. But I can't blame Josh on this one. Zero turnovers?
Can I respond? Because it's egregious what FIFO is trying to do, Ken. Because I swear, Lou, you must have him as employee of the month of the law offices of Mike and Lou Bail Bondsman. Because to tell me that Josh Allen did, bruh. He is 0-4 on the road, and one of them losses is to who? God. The Houston Texans. He has not won on the road. Mm-hmm. He is, if anything,
he hasn't won at home either.
Josh,
he hasn't won against Mahomes at home either.
Not against Mahomes, but he's won home games. My thing is that Josh Allen has proven the Joe Burrow lore is bigger than ever now. Because because now
first
it's like
off, you don't bring in Joe Burrow until they make the playoffs.
Can I
finish? No. You can't talk about Joe Burrow.
That's so crazy.
Can I finish my point? Can I finish?
Go ahead.
All I'm saying is this: Josh Allen fucked up.
Oh God,
Josh Allen fucked up. Let me ask you this, Lou. Because I ain't gonna talk to Q because I already been talking to him in the chat. Let me ask you this, Lou. If I was to tell you the way this Bills and Chiefs game, before the game even started, the way the Bills Chiefs game is gonna go, Josh Allen's gonna have the ball with 2 minutes left and three timeouts with a chance to either tie or win the game against Patrick Mahomes. And I asked you, do you think the Bills are gonna win that game? Or like, would that be the best case scenario for the Bills to win that game? What would you say?
It would be. It would be the best case scenario.
Did that happen on Sunday?
It did not.
I'm saying, did that happen as far as the scenario happened on Sunday?
The scenario did happen. Okay, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It happened on Sunday.
The scenario did happen.
And then what happened?
Lackluster results.
That's all I got. Please, continue.
You read your case. Okay. If I was the judge here in that case, I'm throwing you out of the courtroom. Like, what the fuck does that even mean? It's just like that doesn't mean anything. Like, Josh Allen did everything he needed to do to win the game. Like, he's Patrick Ewing, bro. It's fine. Like, we can't say Patrick Ewing is not an amazing player just because he faced a godlike player. Like, that's fine, bro. He's Gary Payton. He's Sean Kemp. Like, that doesn't mean that Jordan is still not Jordan. There's just levels to this shit, bro. I don't think, like, the Josh Allen hate, trust me, I was one of the people who were just last year, I don't really see it, man. I think that it's not really what people are saying it is. This season cemented that it is what it is with him. He is an amazing player. He just ran into a better player. And that just shows you how good Mahomes is. He's perfect in clutch scenarios. Mahomes, by the numbers, he's 6 for 6. When you have to go get 3 points or a touchdown with, I think, 2 minutes left, he's perfect. Drew Brees is 3 for 6. I think 3 for 6. And I think that Tom Brady is like 4 for 6 or something in those scenarios. Please check me on that.
Q, let me add something real quick. I agree with Shannon Sharp when he says that Mahomes, all he knows is AFC Championship or Super Bowl. He's desensitized to the big moment. It don't matter.
I don't lose before this. Yeah, I don't lose before this, bro.
And
that can't be on Josh Allen. Like, why is that on Josh Allen?
Ken, let me ask you this question, bro. Does Josh Allen work for free?
Yeah.
Does he not get paid to win games?
I'm with you. I get what y'all saying, and I'm with y'all. The only reason Nick, I agree with you is because, you know, what is it, 4 times in a row at this point? At some point, for him to be what we're saying he is, he has to climb that mountain. This was the perfect opportunity
But that's the thing I think you and Nick are dismissing. There is no mountain to climb. Y'all talking about, like, we ain't even talking about generational talent no more. You talking about a nigga like Jordan. Like, it's just unfortunate for you that you were born in this era. That's it. Like,
can I say this?
There will never be a situation like it would be luck what Josh Allen is going
to go ahead and say it, and then I'll respond to
Real quick, Nick. I'm old enough to remember when we seen Patrick Ewing and the Knicks go play in Chicago all the time. It wasn't ever that we thought Patrick Ewing wasn't a great player because he would go out there and he would be great, just like Josh Allen was. But when it came down to it, dudes, you playing Jordan. You go.
Bro, I don't want to talk about that.
Listen. First of all, Patrick Ewing was never considered a top two player at his position, if not overall.
Yeah, he was. What are you talking about?
He was.
Crazy. He was in the top.
He's showing his age.
I said top two. I fuck with Patrick. I said top two.
And the reason that I said that because the Knicks played him frequently in the
EA. The reason why you say that, because I'm shocked you saying this, because you sound like a weak minded nigga, bro. I'm gonna keep it a bean, because if we're talking about competition, let's not act like Patrick Mahomes is undefeated in the playoffs. Period. We've seen niggas
three losses, maybe.
We've seen him be beatable, and I want y'all to act like, and we gonna put pressure on Lamar and all these other quarterbacks. We gotta do the same for Josh Allen. He didn't play a flawless game. He didn't play a good game for real. If we want to keep it a bean, the stats
look good. How many turnovers he had?
How many turnovers did he put into play? How many times has he beaten?
Who are the QBs that has beaten Patrick Mahomes? Since you want to use that metric.
Tom Brady, Joe Burrow.
The GOAT. And then you keep bringing up this fucking year that Joe Burrow had the most amazing year ever. All right, cool. So you have to have one of the greatest years in quarterback history, and you got to be the GOAT in many people's eyes. So that's what you're saying. And that's what I don't like about this Mahomes shit is that y'all don't like to just be objective and let the man be great and then crucify other people for the fact that he's great.
Two things can be true. I've already said Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback I've ever seen.
What do you want Josh Allen to do? Do you want Josh Allen to
win the game?
Let me finish.
Can we keep that right there? Y'all want him to win the fucking game. When he clearly passes on fourth and one, y'all say he didn't get the ball past fourth and one. He can't
Can we talk about that series in general? Because you want to, everybody want to keep on going to that fourth and five and all that shit.
What are we talking about, bro?
Let's talk about that drive. That first play, when it was first and 10, he didn't get the pass off. Did he, FIFO? The second play, second and 10, he didn't get the pass off. The third play, they ran the ball, got four or five yards. And then that fourth down, he didn't get the pass. Like, he had a chance.
He could have checked out of that.
Listen. Hold on. Y'all been yapping. Patrick Mahomes only put a field goal on the board. Nick, you just cited it. No, that should not have been all he needed to, because Patrick Mahomes got the ball back after Josh Allen failed to drive down the field to get a field goal or win the game or a touchdown. He had been slicing and dicing these dudes up for three quarters, and he fell apart in the fourth quarter. He had the ball in his hands with a shot to take him down, and all he had to do was drive down the field and execute. That's all he needed.
So you're not going to give no credit to Spags and the defense and the play call, the timely play calling that happened. Let's be honest, the Kansas City Chiefs defense is better player for player than that offense minus Josh Allen.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know why it doesn't matter? Because he still had the ball.
Yeah. And we're talking. We're talking about the MVP.
FIFA, we talking about the AFC championship game. If they was good enough to get you there, you can't say they bad enough to not let you get the game.
Also, the number of 2-point conversions he didn't get, the number of QB sneaks he didn't get. He was like 3 of 8, in that game.
Why is it not acceptable in sports that sometimes you just lose to Hall of Fame talent that's better than you? Why is that not acceptable that someone can be great and still lose to someone greater? Why can't that
only
ever
because
just
be? I only because he could have won that game.
But bro, there's multiple points. That's your opinion in that he could have won the game. But then when people bring up subjective calls that could have swung the game's momentum, y'all dismissed that. So you will fall back and like, oh my god, what does it have to do with anything? But then turn around and say that he could have won the fucking game. If he gets the ball on fourth and one, that's clearly across the fucking line. The Xavier Worthy pass, I don't really have an opinion about it, but people are talking about it on both sides. So you're saying all these moments that could have went Josh Allen's way, but then dismiss the moments where people interfere and say, no, your effort was not good enough, or no, that was by the rule book a catch. And I just don't understand how y'all can say that Mahomes greatness, and then dismiss when people say, if you're so fucking great, why do you need these calls to go your way? That's all I'm saying.
He doesn't. They just win his way. That was a bad call by the coach.
If they just win, why is that not good enough then? Cool.
In spite of all of that, you just said, he went down and tied the game. After Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs scored,
he tied it. Yeah,
he went down and tied the game. So he overcame that, and then he had a chance to go do the same thing, and he did not.
Okay, counterpoint, and I hear your point, and I respect that point. The counterpoint is you have a 3rd and 5 where you can get the Chiefs off the field. Josh Allen's not playing defense. So is that on Josh Allen? How can y'all say that doesn't matter? But then, football is a team sport, dog. It's not quarterback versus quarterback.
So what I will say to that, and I got to give the Bills defense credit. They held him to him to a field goal.
Yeah, I need one stop. I need one stop. It's a 35. We get the ball back. No. They didn't get the ball back. P. Ryan got it 30.
Oh, you're talking about
Q. But Q, the only thing you can do is you can flip that and say you needed one score. You needed one score. Like, and the ball was in his hands, though. That's the only thing. That's the only reason I can't give him a pass, because he, like they said, he had an opportunity to make a play. He had an opportunity to make something happen.
The opportunity was Josh throwing the ball. Josh doesn't catch the ball. Josh threw the ball, and Kincaid could have caught
that. And Kincaid has the ball in his hands. Okay, so there. So I don't understand the argument.
Why y'all doing it? People, tell me the truth.
Like why?
He could have caught that ball, bro.
So y'all just want Josh Allen to have, like, the most perfect game. The refs don't interfere at all. You guys, what y'all asking?
Can I respond with no interruptions?
Y'all are saying we don't want Michael Jordan to get any favorable calls. We want Patrick Ewing to put up 50, and we want him to have no turnovers. Y'all asking for, like, the most
I'm not saying
Charles Smith got to get 30 and 20, and Starks got to go
Can I say something real quick about interruptions, bro? My thing is this. Again, no one has taken anything away from Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes clearly did his job. I'm not saying nothing about
that. And the defense
Patrick.
Did their job.
And all I'm saying is about Josh Allen. Again, we keep focusing on the 4th and 5. FIFA, did that not mean he had 3 other downs before that to get a first down? And he is supposed to be.
Let me ask you. Like,
hold on. I just asked for no rush, please.
You're right.
Shelton said the one thing that I'm glad he brought up that we haven't talked about. He was legitimately considered, if not going to win the MVP this season. We still don't know that. We all thinking Lamar, it may not go his way. Either way, Josh Allen has proven to be a great quarterback for multiple seasons, especially this season. He already beaten Patty Mahomes in the regular season when no one else did. When no one else did. We don't count that Denver game because all I'm saying is we look at Josh Allen, like you said, FIFA, when it comes to – there's 2 quarterbacks. You mentioned Josh Allen as one of them, that you don't mind going to Arrowhead or wherever they at, and you saying that QB is going to light it up. He going to do his thing. Yet, once again – after the 3rd time in a row, we are having a discussion where Josh Allen had an opportunity to win the game and he didn't. If now more than ever, because this, if at this point we got to ask the question: if you ain't gonna beat him now, when you gonna beat him?
This is the question I want to ask you. What part of the team on the Bills is better than any part of the Chiefs?
Like,
because for your Joe
running
Burrow,
running back.
Wait, hold on. Because for your Joe Burrow, he's always had a better wide receiving core. Every single time. Outside of Tyreek Hill, he's never had a better wide receiver than Jamar Chase.
Okay.
And Jamar Chase is arguably
outside of wide receivers, so, who would you rather take on the Chiefs and the Bengals? Chiefs.
So with the Bills. Running back. Okay, I'll give you running back. But every other aspect, special teams, play calling, play design, defense,
coaching,
defensive coordinator, every other aspect of the organization is better for Kansas City. Josh Allen had to overcome. The reason why Josh Allen got so much praise this year was because we were like, well, shit. Remember, Amari Cooper didn't come there until midway through the season. They drafted Keon Coleman. They could have drafted Xavier Worthy. I don't know what the hell.
That's my point, is that we have people like Nick who picked the fucking Jets to win the division over the Bills in the beginning of this shit. And now you want to act like you pop and fly now. No, you can't pop fly now and be like, well, Josh Allen got to do it. No, bro, keep the whole season in context. And this is why I don't like talking about the playoffs and what's going on in one moment. Because you don't lose a game based on one drive, and you don't win a game based on one drive. Everything in the game leads up to the outcome, bro. Everything goes into it. So if you're telling me that Josh Allen is supposed to have this Superman performance when his best weapons are Mac Hollins, who the Eagles just gave away, you have Shakir, who a rookie, right? And Keon Coleman, a rookie,
he's
right?
A rookie.
So yeah, so I'm saying you have these weapons that are not at all comparable to what a talent like Josh Allen should be having. The coaching is not comparable, and that's what the Chiefs have to make up for, the fact that they don't have these superstar weapons. But you still got Hall of Famers in Kelce, and you still got a great defense, and you have a great Hall of Fame defensive coordinator in Spags, who called a timely blitz that was disguised on that fourth down. And then even with that, you have Kincaid with the ball right in front of him, and you have to make a fucking play. So how is that on Josh Allen? You want him to catch the ball too?
Hold on. They never won quick with you. All I'm saying is because you came at me personally, so I got to talk about it.
So I'm saying,
so the Jets pick was a wrong pick. It was a bad pick. And I always say this, Ken, with new information, I'll make a new answer.
You said Aaron Rodgers was better than him, bro.
I said
Aaron Rodgers was better than Josh Allen.
If anybody know what I said, it's me. I said the New York Jets.
I don't know. After you've been drinking, sometimes you be forgetting a little bit, bro. You said Aaron Rodgers was better than him, bro.
No, I was talking to FIFA about this. I said the roster of the Jets is better than the roster of the Bills. And I said, with that being said, I believe in Aaron Rodgers, with even at his ability where he was at in his career at that point, more than Josh Allen. As far as with a better roster, I'm picking Aaron Rodgers over a shittier roster and picking Josh Allen. I was clearly wrong with that. And like you said, Q, that comes with context, because over the season, we got to see that Aaron Rodgers was falling off a cliff and Josh Allen was going upwards. Yeah. So my thing is with this is, like, I get what you're saying. This is just 1 year. If it's just 1 year, I'm not really having this conversation as passionately and as boisterous as I am about what I'm saying. This is the third year in a row, bro. This is not even Josh Allen's best game in the playoffs against Patrick Mahomes, because FIFA, we remember that they changed the rules because of that. And he still lost. So that's why I'm saying, like, we talk about Lamar, we talk about Burrow, we talk about a bunch of other. We even talk about Jalen. And I'm saying, bro, why are we talking about Josh Allen as far as, bro, if you're not getting the job done, you're not getting the job done. Shelton, what's one of your favorite things about Jalen Hurts? What does he do, bro? What is the thing with
Jalen? Are we debating the game or are we debating a narrative? Because if we're debating some, you know, white Superman fucking narrative, then yeah, bro, fuck Josh Allen. He ain't shit. Yeah, that sounds cool, right? But if we're talking about the actual game, he didn't throw two picks like Lamar Jackson.
Exactly.
He didn't look shook like Lamar Jackson. He did what he had to do to win that game, bro. And he just didn't win it, bro.
And that's what I'm trying to say. Hold on, real quick. It's the only point I'm gonna make, and I'm gonna shut the hell up. I'm gonna mute my own mic. Lamar crumbles in the biggest moments. As much as I love Lamar, and we called him super nigga all fucking season, bro, because that's what he looked like. And this is what we expected for him to go into Buffalo and to play the best game of the season. And we didn't get that. And I'm not saying that Josh Allen had the same game, that the 13-second game. I'm not saying he put up that performance, but he put up a good enough performance not to lose this game. And in the end, regardless of whatever happened, I know that football does not come down to one play, but in the end, when the perfect blitz was called and he had a free man in his face, and I was like, bro, what the hell is he doing? And he threw the ball. There was still an opportunity for the player to catch it. That's not on Josh Allen.
It is, though, FIFO, still. And like I said, two things can be true.
It is on Josh Allen.
What you said about that is right. I agree that, you know, things happen in that game, because I'm with you. I saw some crazy calls that could have went, you know, a different way a few different times in that game, just like everybody else did. We understand that there are circumstances to get to that point. Every play matters. But when you put a person that you got in the top two as far as quarterbacks go, in this year, just this year alone, and he's MVP category type person, we got to expect him to make a drive when you need it. That last drive, he should have scored. That's just.
Thank you. That's all we said. I'm not even disagreeing with most of what you're saying, Q. Yeah. All I'm saying is, bro, if you would have told me that, again, I know people hate when I bring this nigga up, but still, hey, I'm saying I got to represent, because nobody else would.
One drive.
If I said Joe Burrow, bro, you in the playoff game, bro, you got a one drive to score, win the game, or at least put you up. We got 2 minutes left.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm like, bro, over Patty Mahomes, I'm like, bro, I'll take that. 10 times out of 10.
Okay. Because Patty on the sidelines. We can't talk about Patty at that point.
Okay, but, like, Nick, I don't understand the larger point here. So the larger point is that, all right, we know that he didn't win the game, right? But neither did Joe Burrow.
That's not the larger point.
So what is the larger point here then? Josh Allen doesn't win the game, and he's no longer top five. Is that what you're saying?
No. The larger point is what has Josh Allen done?
What has Joe Burrow done? If that's
did he win it?
No, you hold that against everyone else who loses, right? Since everyone, he got paid and he didn't win shit. So why are you trying to hold this against Josh Allen? Josh Allen, bro, there's literally lore about Patrick Mahomes going down the field with like 90 seconds left. Okay. No one could have saw that. They had Tyreek Hill and they blew the game open.
But we just talked about we talked about Patty being Jordan, so we're not even discussing that because that just goes to his greatness, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, when I say what has he done, when we ask Lamar Jackson, "Oh, Lamar, what have you done in your career?" You can say, "I won 2 to 3 MVPs." When you say Joe Burrow, what have you done for your career? I beat Patty Mahomes, I went to a Super Bowl, I lost. But I won the AFC once. If I ask you Josh Allen, what have you done?
I just think that's a
flip. I want a few playoff games, bro.
I think that's a very joyless way to view sports. If you think that everybody, because I'm just using your metric, I don't subscribe to the shit that you have to win Super Bowls to be regarded as an amazing player. The same way you don't have to win NBA championships or any championship to be regarded as an amazing player. We use Super Bowls and NBA championships and World Series. That is a team accomplishment. It comes down to preparation, luck, injuries, and just skill. It's multiple factors that go into that. Because a guy can get hurt and your whole season's fucked. A guy can stay healthy, and just like we're seeing Saquon Barkley when he's had health issues in the past, having a historic year, you can boost a team's talent level over the top. And now we're a totally different beast with him on the roster. But if Saquon Barkley doesn't get the rushing record and if he doesn't win the Super Bowl this year, is anyone going to come out their mouth and say that, yo, he wasn't a top five running back in his prime, or he wasn't a top three, top two? I don't look at sports like that. Josh Allen did everything he did with the cards he was handed. He didn't make mistakes, even if the Chiefs dropped the picks, because now we're going to penalize people apparently for almost having picks now, which I get. But you can't say dude is Jordan in one breath and then get mad at another dude for losing to Jordan, bro.
Real quick, I was just going to say to Nick's point of what he's done, that's like asking people, like, to use an NBA equivalent, that's like asking Charles Barkley what has he done. It's like asking Patrick Ewing what has he done, MVP, or Josh Stockton or Malone. But yeah, they won MVPs, but they never reached their ultimate title, and the only reason is because they were playing in an era of a person who was different. Like, Patrick Mahomes is different. We know that. We see that. We look at it. We know that that's different. We comparing him to Tom Brady, who got 7 rings. Dude ain't even got nowhere near 7 rings yet, but we still put him in the conversation. We know that's different. I don't think that you can blame Josh Allen and say that, oh, man, you failed us because you couldn't beat Patrick Mahomes. Like, everything has to be perfect for him in order for this to work. And even on that last play, what he could have done better was call out that blitz. Like, maybe Patrick Mahomes would have seen that. He would have seen that cornerback coming. Maybe he would have switched the coverage and threw it to the motherfucker swing back and got it out there. But that's the difference between these two players.
Can I say 2 points? One, he can't be Josh Allen or Joe Burrow in the playoffs. That's two. That's 1 point. As far as, like, it's not just about beating Patrick Mahomes. It's beating about it's the fact that he couldn't even at home, he couldn't even beat Joe Burrow. He got dusted, and he got dusted by Joe Burrow. The main point that I want,
Patrick Mahomes,
hold on. The main point that I want to make is the fact that Q said I'm looking at the game kid as an objectively hapless fan. When his team is in the Super Bowl, yeah, he's picking against them because of Vegas. So what fun are you going to get from the Super Bowl then, nigga?
Y'all love Patrick Mahomes.
While y'all were talking, I went back and looked at that last drive, 3 minutes and 33 seconds. We know that fourth down call by Spags was a hell of a call, a disguised blitz. Josh Allen didn't even see it coming.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. I'm with Nick on those first three plays. Go look at them. It's an overthrow to a receiver who may or may not have ran the wrong route. The second play, he threw it into the defensive line that was almost picked off. And the third play was a screen against a blitz that wasn't a great throw that got him about 5 yards. Three plays. Yes, it is. Though he threw the ball that went over the receiver's head. He threw the ball into the defensive line that damn near got picked off. And then the 3rd and 5 screen, he completed it, but he only got 5 yards off of it. So, and they put 29 points on the board. So before you even get to the fourth and five, he screwed up two other downs.
Thank you.
That's to be determined. We don't like that's.
I just looked at it. What are you talking about?
I'm saying that's to be determined in the fact that you don't know what could have happened internally, like with like the routes.
But that's
like,
the point, though.
We drink it. We drink it tonight, Ken. He said yes.
Bro, I feel you, but it's like we don't know if the dude ran the wrong route. We don't know if he ran the right route. But that's just what the outcome was. It wasn't a good drive. It's like sometimes you just lose to better defensive talent. Like I don't think anybody's gonna look and be like, "Man, you lost to the 2000 Ravens," and be like, "Damn, why couldn't you beat that defense?" And then in retrospect, you see all those Hall of Famers. Oh, you lost to the Legion of Boom because you like, bro. It's like
my thing.
He put up 29 points on that defense.
I don't understand. Yeah. But doesn't that go to Josh Allen's greatness that you can't do everything by yourself? Like you need your defense to get the Chiefs off the field on a third and five. And then when Piron's running wide open, you like if you're really a great team, there's a difference between great teams and great players that elevate teams. You know what I'm saying? And it's like across the board, the Buffalo Bills are not a great team, but they have a great quarterback and they have solid players that played really good this year. They just ran into the greatest quarterback. Oh, y'all can't look me in my face and tell me that this nigga is the greatest fucking person you've ever seen wear cleats and then say that Josh Allen lost the game. Like, that's like that. No, that is impossible. No,
it's not, because it's not y'all are like hyping up Patrick Mahomes like he put
ain't no hype down. He did. He won. Like he's consistently proven.
I didn't ask him to be better than Patrick Mahomes.
But that is what you're saying, though.
That's what you're asking. No. I asked him to be better than the Kansas City.
Yes. Win the fucking game.
Okay.
Against the defense. What are y'all talking about?
Is the Kansas City defense Patrick Mahomes level great? No, they're not.
They have a Hall of Fame.
They gave up 28.
They have arguably one of the best playoff performers on defense in the history with Chris.
And they gave up 29 points. Go ahead, Shelton.
We're gonna if you are the MVP and you got one drive, should you not be able to score points?
I mean, you would want to score, but bro, you can't always do that, bro. Life don't work like that. I agree.
But when you don't in this moment, shouldn't you get smoked?
Yes.
Y'all are saying that like y'all we had a 20-minute conversation just now about Spags being a Hall of Famer and the best defensive coordinator ever. This ain't the only thing. You're not just competing against a great entity like Patrick Mahomes. You're also going against a Hall of Fame defensive coordinator. Patrick Mahomes.
Nigga, y'all are gonna everyone on this panel besides Sheldon is gonna pick the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. So y'all don't want to tell me that
you don't know what the hell I'm about to do. Don't try.
I know you're gonna pick the fucking Chiefs, bro. You ain't about to pick no fucking Eagles with your whole chest, Nick. You're not picking no fucking Eagles.
Hey, I got paper out here. I'm crunching the numbers.
Stop it. No, you crunching the parlay. How much should I bet on the case?
We're not even making picks this week, Q. I don't know what I'm doing.
You got a defense coordinator and a coach on the Kansas City quarterback that are Hall of Fame. You have y'all keep saying he's the greatest quarterback that's ever lived. So you have the greatest quarterback that's ever lived. You have arguably in many people's eyes, top five, top 10 coach ever. And you have one of the greatest defensive minds ever. Okay. So you can't tell me that Josh Allen gave the church's money away or dropped the church's money when you have all that going against you and you don't have any comparable talents on the other side. If anything, Josh Allen elevated this team. He didn't turn the ball over. And he just didn't get it done, bro. It's just simple as that.
Everything that he could do to win, bro. Like everything that he could have did, he did that to win that game.
It's just unfortunate. Be like that.
Just look at that last. Don't go look at that last try.
Do you give out at it right now, Lou?
Can I ask you a question real quick
before he didn't do everything he needed to do?
Lou, do you give out time and a half for your business? Because I swear, bro, y'all work late. On a Tuesday night.
Josh Allen did everything that he could have did to what he faced.
If he did everything, he would have won the game.
Bro, you're telling me he threw a catchable ball on 4-5.
He did though.
He dropped the ball. What are y'all talking about? That's
a tough play to come back to catch. That was a pretty good throw considering the pressure.
Hit him in the hands, can't he get paid millions of dollars to catch a football?
I'm asking.
Josh Allen did that on the blitz call.
What about the first three downs? What about the first three downs?
But we're not even talking about the first three.
The first three downs matter.
I understand that, but if Kincaid makes this catch, we're not even talking about that. Hey, make the catch, make the play. Because it comes down to making one more play than Kansas City. This is that opportunity. And Josh Allen, as the thrower of the ball, threw the ball to give his receiver an opportunity to make a play.
Hold on, Lou.
Mahomes got Kelsey, and Kelsey would have caught that.
Okay, that's fine. Let me ask you this, Sheldon. When we talked about the loss against the Ravens had against the Bills, did we not say something in the conversation where it's like, if it came down to Mark Andrews having to make a catch or a play, then Lamar fucked up, right?
I was thinking that too, dude.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
That's who's on the roster. Lit. So you're supposed to make a mid-game trade to go get somebody better? This is why we were talking about how great Josh Allen was, because he was bringing the likes of the Dalton Kincaids, the Keon Colemans, whoever else is on the damn roster.
He elevated them.
Okay, come on, man. If we put Josh Allen on that Philadelphia roster, them boys averaging 35 a game.
That's fine.
And ain't losing a game.
But we can't have it both ways. You can't tell me they're good enough to get to the AFC Championship game and then say that they're not good enough to win the AFC Championship game.
It's not about not good enough. We're saying that, bro, sometimes the talent gaps matter, bro, in key moments. It's just simple like that, bro. Why is that like poison to your ears? Like, bro, because, that's just what it is, bro. Indiana Pacers had amazing teams. Paul George, when Roy Hibbert was still a great player, you had George Hill, all these guys, right? And they ran against the Heat, bro. LeBron was just putting Bell to ass. It's that simple, bro. And then when you shake his hand at the end of the game, six, game five, game seven, what's his name? Frank Vogel said, yo, we just ran into the Jordan of our era. And I guess for like the, you know, hardcore, you know, fan in you, you don't want to hear that shit. But, bro, that's just sometimes what it is. When you play against somebody who's better than you, like, yo, I can't really do anything with this dude, bro.
First of all, Frank Vogel, I ain't never going to be a hardcore fan for Frank Vogel. Let's keep that a bait.
I just mean like basketball. Most hardcore fans of basketball don't want to hear a never say – they want to never say die type of mentality. Like, we'll get them next year. But, nigga, sometimes you got to look yourself in the mirror after you get your ass whooped in the state championship and say, number 32 was fucking crazy, dude.
FIFA, if I told what you that – to do with him? If I told you that Josh Allen was going to score 28-plus points on the Kansas City defense – and I told you that he had the last possession, 2 minutes left with three timeouts of the game to win or tie the game. Would you say that, oh, he probably going to win that game?
Yes,
no. He should.
No, because we seen it in the past.
Why would you bet against Patrick Mahomes?
The Bills.
Talk about
that. Nick. Why? See, no, Nick, that doesn't make sense. How can you say that and then say that Patrick Mahomes is the greatest? Like, I don't understand that.
Because you're trying to act again. I don't have to break down one QB to build up one QB.
Not breaking anyone down.
That's the scenario you're telling me, because you're saying, like, how can I say Josh Allen is this?
If Karl Malone has the ball against the Bulls in Utah, you're telling me Michael's not going to come up with a steal? Michael's going to do whatever it takes to get the fucking ball back.
Y'all making horrible comparisons, because I'm not comparing the QBs. I'm comparing Josh Allen to that defense. And that defense gave up 28-plus points, FIFO. So when I see that Josh Allen is moving.
You can't give him the credit and then take it away.
Exactly.
They're going to give up 29 points to one of the best players in the league.
Am I crazy, Ken?
You're not. We have to move on.
Man, what
is I replayed that last throw, Spike. First of all, it was a hell of a throw.
And I got it on screen. I got it on screen right now.
I just looked at it. That wasn't as much of a catchable ball it was, as you guys make it seem.
What? Oh, my God.
Did it not hit both his hands?
It's in his hands, and there's no one around him.
He had to come back to get the football.
No, bro. Get paid
millions of dollars to go make that catch.
No, he's not. You don't know how much Dalton Kincaid get paid.
I'm looking at it right now. He had to stop.
Millions.
He had
starting tight end.
First of all, that was a good-ass throw by Josh Allen.
It was literally a blown coverage. It's blown coverage
because of the blitz. But if he would have had more time, he would have nailed it. Bro, but the ball fell short.
Yeah, sure.
Like, bro, look at the ball right there. The ball's right there.
That but it would still right been first down. It would have been a first down.
It would have been. But you're asking him to do a lot.
Oh, my God. So, like, oh, bro.
Y'all asking Josh.
Look at this. This ball is. Like, it's on the 35-yard line.
How is that on Josh?
This is racism. Nah, I'm fucking with y'all. But the issue here is that y'all are replying to a narrative, bro. And it's like I don't want to debate a narrative about Josh Allen being better than Patrick Mahomes or being whatever. But I'm talking about just the game, bro. Josh Allen elevated his team to a situation that just didn't work out, bro. He put up 29 points. That defense, at the end of the day, the defense that the Kansas City Chiefs have, they are coached to do whatever it takes in key moments, in high leverage moments, to execute. And just sometimes, bro, the Hall of Fame talent, the Hall of Fame mind is going to win out over – can you even name the fucking offensive coordinator for the Bills? Can anybody here name it?
Joe Brady.
And is Joe Brady better than Spags in terms of the talent?
No.
So why the fuck
all I was going to ask you, Q, is that do you think the Kansas City defense is better than Josh Allen?
I think that the Kansas City defense is coached by a better coach than the offense.
Then that's all the extra shit.
I think that I hate I even went back to that